first sign.
How long has he been gone?
Nearly 2 hours. Will they fight, son?
We shall know soon enough.
Soldier, I ordered you to move those catapults forward. They're out of range.
Range is good.
The danger to the cavalry
is acceptable. Agree.
People should know when they're conquered.
Would you, Quintus? Would I?
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
At my signal, unleash hell.
My crops.
Imagine where you will be. And it will be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. You find yourself alone, riding in green fields with the sun on your face. Do not be troubled. For you are in Elysium. And you're already dead. Brothers. What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Thank you. you think he's really dying?
He's been dying for 10 years.
If you weren't really dying, he wouldn't have sent for us.
Maybe he just misses us.
And the senators. He wouldn't have summoned them.
Please, Collins. 2 weeks on the road, your incessant scheming is hurting my head.
He's made his decision. He's going to announce it. He will name me. The first thing I shall do when is honor him with King's Webby of his Majesty.
For now, the first thing I shall do is have a hot bath. Your
Highness. Have to be almost there, sir.
Sire, where's the Emperor?
He's at the front, sire. They've been gone for 19 days. The wounded are still coming in.
My horse.
My lord.
Kiss.
They honor you.
Have I missed it? Have I missed the battle?
You have missed the war.
Father, congratulations. I shall sacrifice 100 bulls to honor your triumph.
Save the bulls. Honor Maximus. He won the battle.
General.
Highness.
Rome salutes you, and I embrace you as a brother. It has been too long, my old friend.
Highness.
Here, Father. Take my arm.
I think it is time for me to leave. So much for the glory of Rome.
Sense of humor.
My God, must love you.
is.
Back to barracks, General?
Or to Rome? Home. Wife, the son, the harvest.
Maximus the farmer. I still have difficulty imagining that.
You know, dirt cleans off a lot easier than blood, Quintus.
There he is.
Highness.
Senator Gaius, Senator Falco. Beware, Gaius. He'll pour a honeyed potion in your ear and you'll wake up one day and all you'll say is, Republic, Republic, Republic.
Well, why not? Rome was founded as a republic.
Yes, and in a republic, the Senate has the power. Senator Gaius isn't insolent, but that, of course.
Where do you stand, General? Emperor or Senate?
Your soldier has the advantage of being able to look his enemy in the eye, Senator.
Oh, with an army behind you, you could be extremely political.
I warned you. I shall save you, Senator. Don't you need good men like you?
How may I be of service, Highness?
You're a man who knows what it is to command. You give your orders, the orders are obeyed, and the battle's won. But these senators scheme, squabble, and flatter and deceive. Maximus, we must save Rome from the politicians, my friend. Can I count on you when the time comes?
Highness, when your father releases me, I intend to return home.
Home? Well, no one's earned it more. Don't get too comfortable. I may call on you for long. Lucilla's here. Did you know? She's not forgotten you. And now you're the great man.
If only you had been born a man, what a Caesar you would have made.
Father.
You would have been strong. I wonder, would you have been just?
I would have been what you taught me to be.
Oh. How was your journey?
Long and comfortable. Why have I come?
I need your help. With your brother.
Of course.
He loves you. He always has. And he will need you now. More than ever. Enough of politics. Let us pretend that you are a loving daughter and I am a good father.
This is a pleasant fiction, isn't it?
Sent for me, Caesar. Caesar.
Tell me again, Maximus. Why are we here?
For the glory of the Empire, sire.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I remember. Do you see that map, Maximus? That is the world which I created. For 25 years, I have conquered, spilt blood, expanded the empire. Since I became Caesar, I've known 4 years without war, 4 years of peace in 20. And for what? I brought the sword. Nothing more.
Caesar, your life, please.
Please don't call me that.
Come. Please. Come sit.
Let us talk together now. Very simply, as men. Well, Maximus. Talk.
5,000 of my men are out there in the freezing mud. 3,000 of them are bloodied and cleaved. 2,000 will never leave this place. I will not believe that they fought and died for nothing.
And what would you believe?
They fought for you. And for Rome.
And what is Rome, Maximus?
I've seen much of the rest of the world. It is brutal and cruel and dark. Rome is the light.
Yet you have never been there. You have not seen what it has become. I am dying. Maximus. When a man sees his end, he wants to know there was some purpose to his life. How will the world speak my name in years to come? Will I be known as the philosopher, the warrior, the tyrant? Or will I be the emperor who gave Rome back her true self? There was once a dream that was Rome. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish. It was so fragile. And I fear that it will not survive the winter. Maximus, let us whisper now, together, you and I. You have a son. Tell me about your home.
My house is in the hills above Tohilo. Very simple place. Pink stones that warm in the sun. Kitchen garden that smells of herbs in the day. Jasmine in the evening. Through the gate is a giant poplar. Figs, apples, pears. The soil, Marcus, black. Black like my wife's hair. Grapes on the south slopes, olives on the north. Wild ponies playing in my house. They tease my son he wants to be one of them.
When was the last time you were home?
2 years, 264 days, and this morning.
Oh, I envy you, Maximus. It was a good home. Worth fighting for. But there is one more duty that I ask of you before you go home.
What would you have me do, Caesar?
I want you to become the protector of Rome after I die. I will empower you to one end alone. To give power back to the people of Rome and end the corruption that has crippled it. Would you accept this great honor that I have offered you?
With all my heart, no.
That is why. It must be you.
But surely a prefect, a senator, somebody who knows the city, who understands her politics.
But you have not been corrupted by her politics.
And Commodus?
Commodus is not a moral man. You have known that since you were young. Commodus cannot rule. He must not rule. You are the son that I should have had. Commodus will accept my decision. He knows that you command the loyalty of the army.
I need some time, sire.
Yes. By sunset, I hope you will have agreed. Now embrace me as my son. Bring an old man another blanket.
My father favors you now.
My lady?
It was not always so.
Many things change.
Many things. Not everything. Maximus, stop. Let me see your face. You seem upset.
I lost many men.
What did my father want with you?
To wish me well before I leave for home.
You're lying. I could always tell when you were lying because you were never any good at it.
I never acquired your comfort with it.
True, but then you never had to. Life is more simple for a soldier. Or do you think me heartless?
I think you have a talent for survival.
Maximus, stop. Is it really so terrible seeing me again?
No, I'm tired from battle.
It hurts you to see my father so fragile. Commodus expects that my father will announce his succession within days. Will you serve my brother as you served his father?
I will always serve Rome.
Do you know, I still remember you in my prayers. Oh, yes. I pray.
I was sad to hear of your husband's death. I mourned him.
Thank you.
And I hear you have a son.
Yes. Lucius. He'll be nearly 8 years old.
My son is also nearly 8. I thank you for your prayers. Ancestors, I ask your guidance. Blessed Mother, come to me with the God's desire for my future. Blessed Father, watch over my wife and son with a ready sword. Whisper to them I live only to hold them again. Ancestors, I honor you. I will try to live with the dignity you have taught me. Cicero.
Sir.
You'll find it hard to do your duty.
Sometimes I do what I want to do. The rest of the time, I do what I have to.
We may not be able to go home after all.
Which wise the older man is to take my place?
My powers will pass to Maximus. To hold in trust until the Senate is ready to rule once more. Rome is to be a republic again.
Maximus.
Yes. My decision disappoints you?
You wrote to me once, listing the four chief virtues. Wisdom, justice, fortitude, and temperance. As I read the list, I knew I had none of them.
But I have other virtues, Father. Ambition. That can be a virtue when it drives us to excel.
Resourcefulness. Courage. Perhaps not on the battlefield, but there are many forms of courage. Devotion. To my family. To you. But none of my virtues won your list. Even then it was as if you didn't want me for your son.
Oh, Commodus. You go too far.
I searched the faces of the gods for ways to please you, to make you proud. One kind word, one full hug, where you pressed me to your chest and held me tight, would have been like the song of my heart 4,000 years. What is it in me you hate so much? All I've ever wanted was to live off you. Caesar. Father.
Commodus. You are false as a son. Is my failure as a father.
Miss Emperor needs you. It's urgent.
The men with me, brother. Our great father is dead. Surgeons say there was no pain. His breath gave out as he slept.
Father.
Your emperor asked for your loyalty, Maximus. Take my hand. I only offer it once.
Hail Caesar.
I must talk to the senators. I need their counsel. Wait, Gaius and Falco.
Gaius and Falco.
Sword.
Sword.
Maximus, please be careful. That was not prudent.
Prudent? The Emperor has been slain.
The Emperor died of natural causes.
Why are you armed, Quintus?
Guards! Please don't fight, Maximus. I'm sorry, Caesar has spoken. Right until dawn. And then execute him.
Quintus, look at me. Look at me! Promise me that you will look after my family.
Your family will meet you in the afterlife.
Clean death. A soldier's death.
مش حالها.
ما ادري.
ما ادري.
حنبشو.
نبي.
ايه.
Ready to fight? I got a match coming up.
Some are good for fighting, others for dying. You need both, I think.
Get up. Trade.
Who was the hunter?
Oh, no. I bought him from a salt mine in Carthage. Sit down.
Mark of the Legion. Deserter.
Maybe so, but who cares? It's a Spaniard.
I'll take 6 for 1,000.
1,000? The Numidian alone is worth 2,000.
These slaves are rotten.
Don't add to the flavor. No, wait! I can negotiate.
I'll give you 2,000. And 4 for the beasts. That's 5,000 for an Oprah.
Proximo, I shall be closer to you for the next few days, which will be the last of your miserable lives, than that bitch of a mother that brought you screaming into this world. I did not pay good money for you for your company. I paid it so that I could profit from your death. And as your mother was there at your beginning,
So I shall be there at your end. And when you die, and die you shall, your transition shall be to the sound of... gladiators. I salute you. Yellow. Good. Red.
Red.
Spaniard. For the moment. His time will come. Next.
Spaniard, why don't you fight? We all have to fight. Though the sign of your gods. Why would I not anger them? Some of you are thinking you won't fight, and some that you can't fight. They all say that until they're out there. Listen. Thrust this into another man's flesh. They will applaud and love you for that. You may begin to love them for that. Ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end in order that we are remembered as men.
conquered.
Give him time, Gracchus. He's young.
I think he could do very well.
For Rome or for you? Go to your mother, Lucius. It's what she'd like.
Rome greets her new emperor. Your loyal subjects bid you welcome, Highness.
Thank you, Falco. And the loyal subjects. I trust they weren't too expensive.
Caesar.
Gracchus.
All Rome rejoices in your return, Caesar. There are many matters that require your attention.
For your guidance, Caesar, the Senate has prepared a series of protocols to begin addressing the many problems in the city. Beginning with basic sanitation for the Greek quarter to combat the plague which is already springing up there. So, if Caesar...
Shh. Don't you see, Gracchus? But it's a very problem, isn't it?
My father spent all his time at study. At books, learning, and philosophy. He spent his twilight hours reading scrolls from the Senate. And all the while, the people were forgotten.
But the Senate is the people, sire. Chosen from among the people to speak for the people.
I doubt many of the people eat so well as you do, Gracchus. Or have such splendid mistresses, Gaius. I think I understand my own people.
Then perhaps Caesar will be so good as to teach us out of his own extensive experience.
I call it love. I am their father. The people are my children. And I shall hold them to my bosom and embrace them tightly.
Have you ever embraced someone dying of plague, sire?
But if you interrupt me again, I assure you that you shall.
Senator, my brother is very tired. Leave your list with me. Caesar shall do all that Rome requires.
My lady, as always, your lightest touch commands obedience.
Who would beg to lecture me?
Commodus. The Senate has its uses.
What uses? All they do is talk. It should be just you and me in Rome.
Don't even think it. There's always been a Senate.
Rome has changed. It takes an emperor to rule an empire.
Of course, but leave the people there.
Illusions.
Traditions.
My father's war against the barbarians. He said it himself, it achieved nothing. But the people loved him.
People always love victories.
Why? They didn't see the battles. What do they care about Germania?
They care about the greatness of Rome.
The greatness of Rome. Well, what is that?
It's an idea. Greatness. Greatness is a vision.
Exactly. A vision. Do you not see, Lucilla? I will give the people a vision of Rome and they'll love me for it. And they'll soon forget the tedious sermonizing of a few dry old men. Greatest vision of their lives.
150 days of games.
He's cleverer than I thought.
Clever.
The whole of Rome would be laughing at him. They weren't so afraid of his Praetorian.
Fear and wonder. A powerful combination.
You really think the people are going to be seduced by that?
I think he knows what Rome is. Rome's the mob. Conjure magic for them and they'll be distracted. We take away their freedom and still they'll roar. The beating heart of Rome is not the marble of the Senate. It's the sand of the Colosseum. You bring them death. And they will love him for it.
You're good, Spaniard, but you're not that good. You could be magnificent.
I'm required to kill, so I kill. That is enough.
That's enough for the provinces, but not for Rome. The young emperor has arranged a series of spectacles to commemorate his father, Marcus Aurelius. I find that amusing, since it was Marcus Aurelius, the wise, the all-knowing Marcus Aurelius that closed us down. So, finally, after 5 years of scratching a living in flea-infested villages, we're finally going back to where we belong. The Colosseum. Oh, you should see the Colosseum, Spaniard. 50,000 Romans. Watching every movement of your sword, willing you to make that killer blow. The silence before you strike, and the noise afterwards, it rises up like a storm, as if you were the thunder god himself.
You were a gladiator.
Yes, I was.
You won your freedom?
A long time ago, the emperor presented me with a Rudius. It's just a wooden sword. A symbol of your freedom. He touched me on the shoulder, and I was free.
You knew Marcus Aurelius?
I did not say I knew him. I said he touched me on the shoulder once.
You ask me what I want. I too want to stand in front of the Emperor. As you did.
Then listen to me. Learn from me. I wasn't the best because I killed quickly. I was the best because the crowd loved me. Win the crowd, and you'll win your freedom.
I will win the crowd. I will give them something they've never seen before.
So, Spaniard, we shall go to Rome together and have bloody adventures. And the great whore will suckle us until we are fat and happy and can suckle no more. And then, when enough men have died, perhaps you will have your freedom. Here. Use this.
Somewhere out there, my country, my home. My wife is preparing food. My daughters carry water from the river. Will I ever see them again? I think no.
Do you believe you'll see them again when you die?
I think so. But then, I will die soon. They will not die for many years. I'll have to wait.
But you would wait.
Of course.
You see, my wife and my son are already waiting for me.
I'll need them again. But not yet. Not yet. Yes.
Not yet.
He sleeps so well because he's loved.
Come, brother. It's late.
I will make Rome the wonder of the ages. That is what Gracchus and his friends don't understand.
All my desires are splitting my head to pieces.
Commodus, drink this tonic.
I think the time is almost right. I could denounce the dissolution of the Senate. The celebration to honor our father. You think I should? Are the people ready?
I think you need your rest now.
Will you stay with me?
Still afraid of the dark, brother.
Still. Always. Stay with me tonight.
You know I won't.
And kiss me.
Sleep, brother.
We've done that.
If you want to give away the best gladiators in the whole of the Empire, then I want double the rates.
You'll get your contract rates, or you'll get your contract cancelled. You don't like it? And you can crawl back down that shithole that you came from.
Are you the one they call the Spaniard?
Yes.
They said you were a giant. They said you could crush a man's skull with one hand.
Man's? No. A boy's.
They have good horses in Spain?
Some of the best. This is Argento. This is Scato. They were my horses. They were taken from me.
I like you, Spaniard. I shall cheer for you.
They let you watch the games.
My uncle says it makes me strong.
What does your father say?
My father's dead.
Master Lucius, it is time.
I have to go.
Your name is Lucius?
Lucius Varus. After my father.
Thank you.
and then speak together. Face the Emperor and don't turn your back on him. Go and die with honor.
To bring you a recreation
of the second fall of mighty Carthage.
On the barren plain of Zarma, there stood the invincible armies of the barbarian Hannibal. Ferocious mercenaries and warriors from all brute nations bent on merciless destruction, conquest. Your emperor is pleased to give you the barbarian horde.
Anyone here been in the army?
Yes. I'm sorry if we could have been tomorrow.
You can help me. Whatever comes out of these gates, we've got a better chance of survival if we work together. Do you understand? If we stay together, we survive.
Pleased to bring you the legionnaires of Scipio Africana!
Yeah!
lazy, Cassius. But shouldn't the barbarians lose the Battle of Carthage?
Yes, sire. Forgive me, sire.
No, I rather enjoy surprises. Who is he?
They call him the Spaniard, sire.
I think I'll meet him.
Yes, sir.
Drop your weapons. Gladiator, the Emperor has asked for you.
I'm at the Emperor's service.
Well-deserved, Spaniard. I don't think there's ever been a gladiator to match you.
As for this young man, he insists you are Hector reborn.
What's it, Hercules? Why doesn't the hero reveal himself and tell us all your real name? You do have a name.
My name is Gladiator.
How dare you show your back to me? Slave! Will you remove your helmet and tell me your name?
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
Why is he still alive?
I don't know.
He shouldn't be alive. It vexes me. I'm terribly vexed. I did what I had to do. The father had had his way. The empire would have been torn apart. You do see that? What did you feel when you saw him?
I felt nothing.
He wounded you deeply, didn't he?
No more than I wounded him.
They lied to me in Germania. They told me he was dead. If they lie to me, they don't respect me. If they don't respect me, how can they ever love me?
Then you must let the legions know that treachery will not go unpunished.
Poor sister. I wouldn't want to be your enemy.
What will you do?
This way.
Rich matrons pay well to be pleasured by the bravest champions.
I knew your brother would send assassins. I didn't realize he would send his best.
Maximus, he doesn't know.
My family was burnt and crucified while they were still alive.
I knew nothing.
Don't lie to me!
I wept for them.
I should wept for your father. As you wept for your father.
I have been living in a prison of fear since that day. To be unable to mourn your father for fear of your brother. To live in terror every moment of every day because your son is heir to the throne. Oh, I've wept.
My son was innocent.
So is mine. Must my son die too before you'll trust me?
What does it matter if I trust you or not?
The gods have spared you. Don't you understand? Today I saw a slave become more powerful than the Emperor of Rome.
The gods have spared me. I am at their mercy. With the power only to amuse a mob.
That is power. The mob is Rome. And while Commodus controls them, he controls everything. Listen to me. My brother has enemies, most of all in the Senate. But while the people follow him, no one would dare stand up to him until you.
They oppose him, yet they do nothing.
There are some politicians who have dedicated their lives to Rome. One man above all. If I can arrange it, will you meet him?
Do you not understand? I may die in this cell tonight or in the arena tomorrow. I am a slave! What possible difference can I make?
This man wants what you want.
Then have him kill Commodus!
I knew a man once. A noble man. A man of principle who loved my father. And my father loved him. This man served Rome well.
That man is gone. Your brother did his work well.
Let me help you.
Yes. You can help me.
forget you ever knew me. Never come here again.
God! The lady has finished with me.
Maximus, you commanded legions, you had many victories.
Yes,
in Germania,
in many countries.
General!
You have a great name. He must kill your name before he kills you.
See you enjoying the pleasures of the vulgar crowd.
I don't pretend to be a man of the people, Senator. But I do try to be a man for the people.
Antioch, we can celebrate the 64th day of the games. And in his majestic charity, the emperor has deigned this day to favor the people of Rome with an historical final match. Returning to the Colosseum today after 5 years in retirement, Caesar is pleased to bring you the only undefeated champion in Roman history, the legendary Titus Gaul.
He knows too well how to manipulate the mob.
Marcus Aurelius had a dream that was Rome, Proximo. This is not it. This is not it.
Marcus Aurelius is dead, Maximus. We mortals are but shadows and dust. Shadows and dust, Maximus!
The swinging Lyceum of Antonius Proximo, Caesar, is proud to give you Aurelius Maximus!
Embrace him like he's one of their own.
The mob is fickle, brother. He'll be forgotten in a month.
No. Much sooner than that. It's been arranged.
Yeah.
Portugal salute you.
They won't die. Are we so different, you and I? You take life when you have to, as I do.
I have only one more life to take. Then it is done.
Take it now.
They tell me your son squealed like a girl when they nailed him to the cross. And your wife moaned like a whore when they ravaged her again and again and again.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end. Highness.
Maximus for his mercy. So I can't just kill him, or it makes me even more unmerciful. The whole thing's like some crazy nightmare.
He is defying you. His every victory is an act of defiance. The mob sees this, and so do the Senate. Every day he lives, they grow bolder. Kill him.
No. I will not make a martyr of him.
I have been told of a certain sea snake which has a very unusual method of attracting its prey. It will lie at the bottom of the ocean as if wounded. Then its enemies will approach, and yet it will lie quite still. And then its enemies will take little bites of it, and yet it remains still.
So, we will lie still and let our enemies come to us at level. Have every senator fought.
Perhaps I've seen you for the last time.
I thought you were dead.
Close. How long have the men been in Ostia?
All winter.
And how do they look?
Fat and bored.
Who's in command?
Some fool from Rome.
How soon do you think they could be ready to fight?
Well, yeah, tomorrow.
I need you to do something for me.
Witness, you haven't been in the arena.
My lady, I served your father as interbona.
Back!
And I serve the General Maximus. I serve him still.
Stop. Stop.
Stop!
Stand back.
The General sends word he will meet your politician.
For your lawyers, sir.
Thank you, my lady.
Up!
Leave us. Senator Gracchus.
General, I hope my coming here today is evidence enough that you can trust me.
The Senate is with you.
The Senate? Yes. I can speak for them.
You can buy my freedom and smuggle me out of Rome.
To what end?
Get me outside the city walls. Have fresh horses ready to take me to Ostia. My army is encamped there. By nightfall of the second day, I shall return at the head of 5,000 men.
But the legions ordered new commanders, loyal to Commodus.
Let my men see me alive, and you shall see where their loyalties lie.
This is madness. No Roman army has entered the capital in 100 years.
Exactly.
I will not trade one dictatorship for another.
The time for half measures and talk is over, Senator.
And after your glorious coup, what then? You'll take your 5,000 warriors and leave?
I will leave. The soldiers will stay for your protection under the command of the Senate.
So? Once all of Rome is yours, you'll just give it back to the people. Tell me why.
Because that was the last wish of a dying man. I will kill Commodus. The fate of Rome, I leave to you.
Marcus Aurelius trusted you. His daughter trusts you. I will trust you. But we have little time. Give me 2 days, and I will buy your freedom. And you? You stay alive, or I'll be dead. Now we must go.
It won't work. The Emperor knows too much. And as for me, it's becoming dangerous.
You will be paid on my return. I gave you my word.
Your word? What if you don't return?
Do you remember what it was to have trust, Proxima?
Trust? Who am I to trust?
I will kill Commodus.
Why would I want that? He makes me rich. Oh, I know that you are a man of your word, General. I know that you would die for honor. You would die for Rome. You would die for the memory of your ancestors. But I, on the other hand, I'm an entertainer. Guard!
You killed the man who set you free.
Master.
have you been? I sent for you.
Please, brother. What's troubling you?
Does Gracchus have a new lover?
I don't know.
I thought you'd seen him. He infects everyone like a putrid fever. All the health of the Roman Senate must be bled. And he will bleed too. Very soon.
But not tonight.
Do you remember what our father said once? It's a dream. A frightful dream. Life is. Do you think that's true?
I don't know.
I think it is. And I have only you to share it with.
Gracchus arrested. We daren't wait any longer. You must leave tonight. Proxima will come at midnight and take you to the gate. Your servant, Cicero, will be waiting there with horses.
You have done all this?
Yes.
You risked too much.
I have much to pay for.
You have nothing to pay for. You love your son. You're strong for him.
I am tired of being strong. My brother hates all the world, and you most of all.
Because your father chose me.
No. Because my father loved you. And because I loved you.
A long time ago.
Was I very different then?
You laughed more.
I felt alone all my life. Except with you. Luca.
Yes.
Isn't it late to be playing Legionnaire?
I'm not a Legionnaire.
Not a Legionnaire?
I'm a gladiator.
A gladiator? Gladiators only fight in the games. Would you rather be a great Roman warrior like Julius Caesar?
I'm Maximus, the savior of Rome.
The savior of Rome? And you said that.
Where's Lucius?
He's with the Emperor, my lady.
He couldn't.
Yes, he did. She took it from the basket. Pressed it to her breast, right here above her heart.
Is this
her
in the breath?
Yes. You see, Lucius, sometimes royal ladies behave very strangely. We do very odd things in the name of love.
I think it's silly.
So do I. So do I. Sister, join us. I've been reading to dear Lucius.
I've been reading too.
Yes. He's a very clever little boy. He'll make a grand emperor one day. We've been reading about the great Mark Antony and his adventures in Egypt.
And the queen kills herself with a snake.
And just wait until you hear what happened to our ancestors. If you're very good, tomorrow night I'll tell you the story of Emperor Claudius. He was betrayed by those closest to him. By his own blood. They whispered in dark corners and went out late at night. And conspired. But the Emperor Claudius knew that they were up to something. He knew they were busy little bees. And one night he sat down with one of them. And he looked at her. And he said, "Tell me what you've been doing, busy little bee. Or I shall strike down those dearest to you. You shall watch as I bathe in their blood." And the Emperor was heartbroken. The little bee had wounded him more deeply than anyone else could ever have done. And what do you think happened then, Lucius?
I don't know, Uncle.
Little bee taught him everything.
Thank you.
won your freedom.
Proxima, are you in danger of becoming a good man? Juba.
All enemies of the Emperor, die! Open the gate!
I only need moments, so do not be careless with your lives. If you don't want any part of this, go back to your cells.
We wait here for you, Maximus.
Strength and honor.
Go!
Strength and honor.
Share her lover's fate? Or should I be merciful? Commodus the Merciful.
Lucius will stay with me now. And if his mother so much as looks at me in a manner that displeases me, he will die. She decides to be noble and takes her own life. He will die. And as for you, you will love me as I loved you. You will provide me with an heir of pure blood so that Commodus and his progeny will rule for 1,000 years. Am I not merciful?
They call for you. The general who became a slave. The slave who became a gladiator. The gladiator who defied an emperor. A striking story. Now that people want to know how the story ends, only a famous death will do. And what could be more glorious than to challenge the Emperor himself in the great arena?
You would fight me?
Why not? Do you think I'm afraid?
I think you've been afraid all your life.
Unlike Maximus the Invincible, who knows no fear.
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back.
No wonder. Did your friend smile at his own death?
You must know. He was your father.
You loved my father, I know. But so did I. That makes us brothers, doesn't it? Smile for me now, brother. Strap on his armor. Conceal the wound.
Stated. There was a dream that was Rome. It shall be realized. These are the wishes of Marcus Aurelius.
Free the prisoners! Go!
Worth one good man's life. We believed it once. Make us believe it again. He was a soldier of Rome. Honor him.
Who will help me carry him?
now we are free. And we'll see you again. But not yet.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.